come up with a new Muslim Congress Achievement Award. The nominating committee had a board of trustee, a board of director, and three community members. And the main criteria was who will have the biggest impact, the larger contribution to the community, and the innovativeness of their work. I request Hujjatul Islam Maulana Abbas Elia to come and tell us more about this achievement award as well as the awardees. And I hope the awardees are in the audience. It's kind of a surprise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muslim Congress strives to recognize some of those extraordinary brothers and sisters in our community, in the entire continent. Alhamdulillah, we have great individuals who have been working hard in various arenas and have done significant achievements. And this is just a token of appreciation. Obviously, the real reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do want our community to recognize their services and to know what they are doing. And this brings about awareness and encouragement for those who are engaged in these great activities. There's a brother from Houston, Texas. A very nice, very religiously abiding person, and relentlessly working for the community. To the best of my knowledge, he has lended more than $168,000 to the community, helped the community to get rid of the interests that they have, lending the interest-free loans, running an Islamic credit union which lends loans to our own community members, empowers them to do things according to their plans on a timely basis when they need the money most. This is one of the much needed services for the community, especially in the United States. So, mashallah, this first credit union of its kind, run by honorable brother, please welcome brother Imran Danji from Houston, Texas, with a loud salawat.
If I may just add, they have done 80 loans, coming up to $825,000, and they have saved $325,000 for the community. And this was just the one person effort initial idea. There are some board members too from that.
The next award belongs to a very dedicated brother, likewise. We all know that our kids spend those 7-8 hours in the public schools. The best thing is that we can provide our own Islamic environment and a drug-free environment an environment which is spiritually encouraging for our youth to go, and satisfactory for our parents to feel comfortable sending their daughters and sons. Establishing a full-time school is definitely an uphill task, and it's not easy. I know lots of cities have been taking those baby steps moving forward. They have established schools. Five cities in the US have full-time schools of our community, alhamdulillah. But with due respect to all these schools and those who have been doing these services and the hard work behind these schools in five cities, but none of those five cities can be compared to the level of the efforts conducted in Toronto. We have this brother who has opened four schools in the city of Toronto, in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Metropolitan Area. And he has recently expanded his new campus in Niagara Falls. Students receiving awards in Canada, getting admissions in some of the very well-reputed universities of Canada. So this is definitely a remarkable achievement for our entire community. This is not just for him. He's not doing for his own sake. He's doing for the sake of Islam. And it's an achievement that we all as a community feel proud of. And we feel, at Muslim Congress, we feel obliged to recognize this brother and his dedication. He used to work for Microsoft, making a lot of money. He voluntarily quit his job to dedicate his life for opening and expanding these schools for the community. MashaAllah, now there are four schools and it is constantly expanding, and a very good response. When you feel, you know, when you find sincerity, the community responds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps and the community also responds, right? So alhamdulillah, this respectable brother Adil Akif from Toronto, he was busy. He said to me he couldn't make it to the conference, but we have his cousin attending the conference from Chicago. Please welcome Brother Ali Hassan from Chicago to receive the reward of achievement for Brother Adil Akif from Toronto. Welcome him with a loud salawat, please.